Heading out to Stanford with Cardinal pitcher Mark Appel. Stanford taking on USC this weekend. I guess, first of all, Mark, USC is kind of the traditional power out there besides you guys in what's now the Pac-12 along with UCLA these last couple of years. How big a deal is it when Stanford takes on the Trojans?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's our Pac-12 opener, and we're always real excited to get the conference play going. And you know, they're a great squad. They've been playing really well this year, and they're definitely going to be a test of, you know, to see how we respond after this little break for finals.
Well, that's right. You guys did have finals off last week. How'd things go for you finals wise?
They're actually still going on currently. I took one on Monday, and I have one tomorrow morning. So, you know, I've just been studying and coming in to throw and work out whenever I can.
This year and last year, you guys played three-game series against Vanderbilt, Texas, and Rice. How would you compare the way things went this year to last year?
Well, I think our record kind of shows that it right. went a lot better this year than last year. And we were fortunate to have all three of those teams at home this year, which I think helped us out. They were really tough teams. They're still really tough teams. And last year, it was just really tough going on the road, you know, three consecutive weekends playing, you know, top 10 teams every weekend. But it definitely gave us experience, especially for some of the younger guys, you know, some of the freshmen like Lonnie and Wilson.
Well, and that's what I was going to kind of get to. You had such a young team last year. Taking on that kind of competition early on, the overall record heading into the NCAA postseason didn't jump off the page at anybody. But in the end, do you think it helped you out considering how far you guys were able to go?
Oh, absolutely. The one thing that Coach Marcus promised was, you know, having a tough schedule here at Stanford. And I think that he's scheduled one of the toughest schedules all 3 years that I've been here. You know, he doesn't really back down from any fight, and you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, fortunately this year we were a little bit more fortunate in coming away with some good series wins.
Well, the environment that you guys had out there at Sunken Diamond for those three series, what was it like? Was it a lot different than a typical home series?
It was. You know, I remember freshman year when we played, you know, some smaller schools like, I mean, and these aren't small schools by any means, but, you know, Pepperdine, Long Beach State, some
sure.
of the schools that don't have traditional powerhouse sports across the board like, you know, Texas or Vanderbilt. It was great this year. We had a lot of fans. You know, they each of the teams traveled pretty well. You know, all three teams had some good fans showing up and supporting their team, and it was just a great environment. You know, and it's good to finally get some fans out here on the farm. You know, it was nice having Andrew Luck and the football team do so well this year and kind of put a spotlight on Stanford athletics.
When you're a pitcher, you obviously don't face the other guy on the mound head-to-head, but how does matching up against guys like Sonny Gray, Taylor Youngman, you know, Garrett Cole, those kind of guys, how does that change your focus on that night?
I try not to let it affect my focus, you know, because I can't control what they do or what our position players do hitting off them. You know, the only thing I can control is making my pitches and hopefully limiting the damage whenever I get in tough situations. To be honest, I just try to learn from those guys. You know, I remember starting out with, you know, Taylor Youngman and Sonny Gray and then Garrett Cole came up here, and I just kind of watched those guys when I was in between innings because, you know, they're all first-rounders, all, you know, very successful at the college level and, you know, hopefully continued success in professional ball.
Well, how do you think you're different right now as a pitcher this year compared to last year?
I feel more under control, I'd say. I kind of know what to expect. I almost feel more at peace. And it's just knowing that both I've had a full year of starting on the weekends mm-hmm. under my belt, and then also, you know, I have one of the best lineups in the whole country behind me. You know, these guys are going to put up some runs, so it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit.
Now, this might put you on the spot a little bit, but you talk about that lineup, and it has been very good. Is there anyone in particular that's maybe impressed you the most this year?
Gosh, I can't say if there's one person in particular. I mean, they've all been impressive. You know, Stewart's hitting 400. Piscotty has, like, 25 RBIs. Wilson's hitting 350 with three home runs. It's from top of the order to the bottom of the order, these guys are good, and they're going to put up some runs. You know, it like having Piscotty, you know, potential first rounder, and then you have Regera protecting him in the four hole. You know, it's not an easy task to get through our lineup without giving up any runs.
The Cal situation last year, what was it like being out there at Stanford with essentially your biggest rival? What was it like kind of watching that from where you guys sat?
It was kind of bittersweet. You know, I think we've had recently we've had pretty good success against Cal. I think since I've been here, we've played them 8 or 9 times and lost one game. And so just seeing them in Omaha, kind of what our goal was, and it was a little tough, but, you know, I also have some friends on that team, and I was happy for them. You know, it was a great story, losing their program and then, you know, the boosters rallying to get it back, and then making it to Omaha is kind of like the true underdog story. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned the finals earlier and the fact that you guys were off last week. Is it tough, especially as a pitcher, having that extra week off, you know, kind of getting – after getting in the early flow of the season like you were?
I don't know if it's tough. I mean, it's tough in the fact that I'm not competing and I just love competing. but I think it's nice. It's good to kind of, you know, we kind of have like phase one of the season playing these really tough teams, and then it goes straight into conference all the way through the end. And so it kind of is like a nice little break. I enjoyed the week off, giving my arm a rest, and hopefully, you know, I can be strong going into USC and then the rest of the season.
You know, I've heard before, because of the way your things are structured out there at Stanford, would you be taking finals again potentially if you guys are in Omaha? Do you know? Have you thought that far ahead?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, last year we actually took finals at the regionals. I remember the night I pitched against Kansas State, I took I can't remember the class, but I took a pretty tough final that morning, and then, you know, we got dressed and went to the field, and then I pitched, you know, a game against Kansas State. So I mean, it's just what Stanford athletes have to go through, the finals and competing at the same time. It's just kind of part of the deal.
Mark, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's just the camaraderie you have with the guys on the team, friendships you make, you know, outside of athletics. Some of the people that you meet in class and stuff like that are just some amazing people that, you know, I would never meet playing pro ball. And just the ties that you have to your university, you know, going to football games, going to all these sporting events, just kind of feeling that sense of pride for your university. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing is probably school. Going to class, you know, studying, taking these finals in the middle of the season, it's tough, but, you know, it's also kind of fun. You know, it's like that extra challenge that you get, you know, knowing that you signed up for it, but just kind of pushing yourself to, you know, excel in things other than baseball.
Last thing before we wrap up, I'm going to do some word association. I'm going to throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a teammate of yours, Brett Mooneyham.
We call him the Zoo, General Zooneyham. He's a great guy, though. Love him.
Another teammate, Stephen Piscotty.
Roommate. He's my roommate, so great guy. I've known him for 6 or 7 years. Knew him in high school. He's one of my best friends.
Andrew Luck.
Amazing. You know, he's impressive, just the things that he does on and off the field. I've gotten to know him a little bit more this year, and he's just a really down-to-earth, humble guy, just a great role model for any, you know, football or any other sports players in high school.
Cal.
Rival. Definitely our biggest rival, and, you know, I think it's going to shape up to be a great, great series at the end of the year. You know, they're having a great season, and, you know, we're excited to play them.
Your head coach, Mark Marquess.
energy is the one word I would use. He always brings just an energy that I don't really understand, because, you know, he gets older every year, but I feel like he acts younger every year. It's amazing.
The Pac-12.
Loaded. you know, from top to bottom, it's not going to be – I don't think we're going to have, like, a rollover series where we can just go out there and just show up and expect to win. You know, we're going to have to compete and battle every single time out, and it's going to be tough to win this Pac-12.
The College World Series.
Dream, I guess. It's where it all ends. That's our goal. That's our dream. That's where we have our eyes set, and I don't think we're gonna back down until we get there, and hopefully bring back a flag to Stanford.
Last one, Mark Appel.
Wow. I don't know. just the same old guy that grew up in Houston and lived in California for a couple years. I don't know. I see myself as the same guy that loved, you know, playing T-ball back in the day. You know, I don't see myself as any better than anybody else, or you know, I'm just blessed to really be out here. You know, God's given me a great opportunity to be able to play this game that I love, and I'm just so thankful for, you know, the talents and the opportunities that he's given me. I just feel so blessed.
Sounds great. Mark Appel and Stanford taking on USC this weekend. Best of luck, and you and the rest of your team this year.
Thanks, Sean. God bless.